Good morning, everyone. Happy Monday. I hope you start your week off amazing. I'm here to talk to you about the astrological climate of May 24th through May 30th. It's important to understand that we are on a week in which we're going to have an eclipse. Weeks like this tend to be very heavy. They tend to feel like we are not stepping on solid ground. They tend to feel like things are just kind of up in the air. The mood feels different. We feel different. So some of the things to look out for, especially when it comes to how you feel physically, note that you might feel very tired, very drained. The first 2 days of the week are technically, the moon is full, it's in full quality, but the first 2 days, the moon is going to be in Scorpio. So if we are headed into a lunar eclipse, which is a full moon eclipse on Wednesday, May 26th, that Monday, Tuesday, with the moon in Scorpio in full quality, look, I'm not going to say that this is going to be something emotionally overly dramatic on the first 2 days, but I will say that it can feel emotionally heavy, okay? So understand that you might carry a little bit of that with you. Also, be mindful of drinking a lot of water. Be mindful of getting plenty of rest. Be mindful of moving your body, even if just to go for a walk, because your body is very, very much a receptor of the lunar energy that we experience, especially eclipse energy. Remember, any eclipse, whether new moon or full moon, has the power of three. So a full moon eclipse has the power of three full moons. A new moon eclipse has the power of three new moons. What that means is that this energy is so karmic that whatever is happening is out of our control. And if you heard the class that I already recorded regarding the lunar eclipse in Sagittarius, you'll know what I'm talking about. But what I do want to mention here is that eclipse seasons are for events to take place that are out of our control in order to align us with what exactly is meant for us. This is exactly why it feels like we're not walking on solid ground and like things are up in the air. Okay, so let me get into the day by day. The first 2 days, Monday and Tuesday, really the most significant aspect in the sky is the fact that the moon will be in Scorpio. This is a great, 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 great time, and I cannot emphasize it enough. It is a really great time to write a letter of release. Here's the thing. I am not someone who believes that we should practice rituals during eclipse seasons. Again, because eclipses are meant to align us with what is meant for our soul's path, not what our ego wants. So, this isn't about setting intentions. This isn't about what we want. It's about remaining open to what is meant for us, okay? Now, this writing a letter or writing something to release, right? This is about something that has been coming up for you since the full moon in Scorpio of April 26th. Yes, if you notice how the last month has been for you, if you notice how the entire month of May has been for you and what has been coming up about shadow, about resistance, about this understanding, oh my God, I have to do things differently and I have no idea how. Okay, resisting is a way of avoiding. So for instance, if something that you wanted to let go of is this need to resist change, then that's something that you can perhaps be intentional about releasing with this eclipse, okay? Again, this isn't about petitioning something we want. This is about our openness to releasing something that no longer serves us. That's Monday and Tuesday. One thing about Tuesday, though, Tuesday, May 25th, yes, again, the moon will be in Scorpio. Great time to release something. Also, we will have an Instagram live with Amanda from The Cosmic Intuitive. So be sure to join us at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Okay. And she will actually lead us through a small release meditation. So perfect timing. Now, another thing about Tuesday, May 25th is Venus will be at 20 degrees Gemini. This is really important because Venus will be at the degree that she's going to be at the next eclipse, which is the new moon eclipse in Gemini on June 10th. For those of you who have been following me for a while, I've mentioned in my previous posts, in my previous audios, whenever a planet touches a degree that is going to be a lunar event in the future, it is important to take note. So whatever happens tomorrow, really between Monday and Tuesday, you need to be aware and observant of what comes up, because that is going to have a lot to do with relationships, because it's Venus and Gemini, with what unfolds really from June 10th through July. Okay, please understand that eclipses, we don't see things immediately. Things don't unfold immediately. Answers, clarity, they don't come immediately, especially during this eclipse season. Mercury will be retrograde in Gemini. Okay, again, I don't want to digress from this week, so go and listen to the full moon and Sagittarius eclipse audio. Okay, all the info is there. So May 25th, be mindful of what happens in relationships, agreements, or anything that you, or any dealings that have to do very one-on-one with someone else. Now, Wednesday, May 26th, it is the total lunar eclipse in Sagittarius. This will be at 5 degrees Sagittarius. It will create a T-square to Jupiter in Pisces, and it will create a sextile to Chiron in Aries. Again, all of this info you have in the other audio. Things to keep in mind on that day: be present. If you can meditate in the morning and in the evening, I highly suggest it. I highly suggest that you check in with yourself throughout the day just to ask yourself, how am I doing? How am I feeling? Have I drank enough water? Do I need a nap? Can I put some responsibilities for today on the side and perhaps just be more present, be more mindful? Understand that energy is unfolding for us, and I highly, highly suggest that you try to keep as much of a positive mind as possible, because whatever will be. And so how we receive it is going to be extremely important for the lessons that we're meant to receive. Now, this isn't just about being happy-go-lucky if that's not where you're at, but a really great way to get your mind in a positive state, regardless of what's going on, is to remind yourself of the things that you're grateful for, okay? I do this myself. Sometimes I'm having, as we all do, bad days. I'm cranky. I'm running late. Things are not the way I want them, right? So I take a deep breath. I understand that I'm just having a day, and I start naming things that I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for the contrast, because now I know how to prepare better. I'm grateful for my health. I'm grateful for my mental capacity, because I can find solutions in this state. I'm grateful for resources like friends or people that know how to fix things better than I do, and I'm so grateful that I can reach out to them. Things like that. I'm not trying to deny the fact that I'm pissed off at the moment, but I am seeking solution through gratitude. So keep that in mind. It's a really, at least for me, it's a practice. It's an exercise that has really helped me out throughout the years, and that it remains very true to me, because I am not about that, you know, fake positive stuff. I'm not about that at all. This Capricorn mind can't handle that. I need to see what's real, but I'm also open to changing the mood, to changing the state in a gradual way. Okay. Thursday, May 27th, we have Venus in Gemini square Neptune in Pisces. Okay. Again, if you heard my weekend forecast, if you heard my class for this lunar eclipse in Sagittarius, you know what these Gemini Pisces squares are all about. Now, very quickly, Venus square Neptune, this is the inability to see others clearly. The inability to see others clearly. Neptune represents nebulosity, dissolution. Venus is the planet of relationships, the planet of worth, the planet of money. So understand that any dealings that you have with anyone, really this week and for several weeks to come, they will not concretize. I want to say till late June, and that's early. Okay, so just be patient and understand that the reason certain things are not concretizing is because you don't have all the information. So the cosmos are actually doing us a favor by slowing things down, by not allowing us to see things clearly. I will say another possible manifestation of a Venus square Neptune is that we are aware of someone's intentions, and we are trying to look at the situation through rose-colored glasses. Gemini is the sign that is reminding us to keep an open mind to different possibilities, to a different way of thinking, to keep an open mind to different solutions, to different options. The thing about that is that sometimes we can lie to ourselves and say, well, if this person is showing me this, maybe it means something else. And maybe I choose to have a different perspective of this matter because I'm going to keep an open mind. We are far, far along. We are way too far along in our process at this point to keep telling ourselves lies like that. Okay? So just be mindful of that. Friday, May 28th, we have Mercury and Venus come together in Gemini. This is also a part of the eclipse. And Mercury coming together with Gemini, it can give us some clarity. But here's the thing. If on Thursday we have Venus, the planet of relationships, square Neptune and Pisces, the inability to see others or their intentions exactly for what they are. And on the next day, we have Mercury, the planet of cognitive thought, cognitive processing, and communication come together with Venus. Under other circumstances, that could mean an agreement, a commitment, the ability to see other clearly. So let's say that on Thursday you had a conversation that didn't end clearly. The following day, which is Friday, May 28th, with Mercury coming together with Venus, we can say, okay, let's really talk about it today and come to a conclusion. Normally, that would be the case. And why am I telling you this if this isn't going to be the case? Because it can look like that. And it's important to remember that we're still going to lack clarity, and we're going to lack clarity for several weeks. Why? Because on the 29th, Mercury goes retrograde in Gemini. So Friday, May 28th, it may seem like we have clarity. It may seem like there's a commitment, like there's an agreement. Look, I'm not saying that if you come to some kind of agreement or commitment with someone, especially when it comes to a romantic relationship, but this is also very true for, you know, signing contracts or taking on a new job. What I'm saying is be open to the fact that you can change your mind about it 6 to 8 weeks from now. Okay, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that someone is just going to lie to you. I'm not saying that this is, you know, someone's trying to trick you. No, what I am saying is that we are all undergoing this energy. And there's a reason for that. There is a reason that we are all lacking clarity right now. And that reason is the fact that the eclipses are going to reveal a lot. And this moment of where the light switch really goes on, where things really make sense, won't be till around July. Now, that may seem like, oh my God, July, really? But guys, we are in the last week of May, and it felt like January was yesterday. So we can hang on for a few more weeks, all right? So Saturday, May 29th, Mercury goes retrograde in Gemini till June 22nd. It's only 3 weeks, and I mean, look, I love retrograde periods. I don't know that any astrologer out there is going to say that. I'm sure there are some that appreciate it. I don't know that I've ever heard or read of any astrologer love retrograde periods, but I happen to, because I see it as the cosmos being kind enough to allow us to look at what we've done over the last couple of months and give us the opportunity to in some way redo it. So that by the time that we are completely out of retrograde, not just from Mercury, but from Pluto and Saturn, and then Jupiter is going to go retrograde later on this year, the fact that the cosmos allow us to slow down means that we're meant to. And we have an opportunity to redo something, to finesse it, to review it, to really, really decide if that's what we want to do. And Mercury going retrograde on May 29th during these eclipses is just, on the one hand, yes, it's going to mess with some of our stuff. Mercury rules Gemini, it's in its ruling sign, so the power of retrograde really is amplified. So we have to be mindful, right? We have to be mindful of our communication. We have to make sure that the email we thought we sent was sent. We have to back up our computers. We have to take care of our phones. We have to make sure not to take things personally when somebody says something and we take it a different way. Yes, it can be a pain in the butt. On the other hand, if we can accept that those manifestations are a possibility, because they don't have to be, then we can be in a state of acceptance, in a state of presence, and allow the slowing down of energy to work its magic for us, okay? On Sunday, May 30th, Mars in Cancer is trine Neptune in Pisces. This is a really beautiful alignment because Mars represents action, and Neptune in Pisces represents dreaminess. That's probably not the best word, but it's what's coming up. It represents the ability to see beyond what is in front of us. It represents the ability to dream and dream limitlessly. Mars in Cancer is saying it is safe to dream that. It is safe to act upon that. Now, note, not act upon it just yet. Not act upon it really through the month of June. Allow the eclipses to pass because Mars in Cancer has to do with this full moon eclipse. So it's safe to have this desire to act towards something that we're dreaming and that we are allowed to dream big about, okay? At the same time, understanding that we are being aligned with what is meant for us. But really, in talking to a lot of people over the last couple of weeks, a lot of people are saying, I feel something big is coming. I feel something big is coming. And quite honestly, I feel that for myself too. So how do I take advantage of this Mars in Cancer, trine Neptune in Pisces? I get excited about it. I'm thankful for it. I thank the universe for whatever is coming my way. And I know that when it's time to act on it, I will know. I will be guided in that direction. Okay? So I hope this is helpful. Enjoy your week. Be present. Be mindful. And allow change to take place. Much love. Bye-bye.